Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Got my friend Charles Page on the line with me right now. You know, you're going to have to put up with Charles for a long, long time. This guy has a lot of incredibly intelligent things to say, incredibly good advice, and it's all very appropriate to the stuff that's going on in our society today. Chuck, you know, I stayed up last night until probably midnight, got up this morning about 6 o'clock, read so much in terms of contradictory information both on the Internet and the Wall Street Journal, et cetera, that all I did was get frustrated. Some of the things that are described in the news today in my neck of the woods are just absolutely ridiculous. You know, I'll give you an example. We had a situation with a very large homeless contention down in Bellingham, Washington, that moved in and took over the area around the city hall and then the public library downtown. I went down to take a look to see what was going on and hopes that my car wouldn't get a rock thrown in it or something like that. But these people are actually pretty docile, and they're just really trying to, very frustrated, they're trying to make a point. The way the press initially described this particular issue is that these people tried to storm the county city building where the mayor's office is. He had to escape out the back in a panic, etc., etc. That isn't at all what happened. You know, it's just getting ridiculous. If you let the BASTARDS get you down right now, you're going to go crazy. How do you deal with this, Chuck? I mean, our society is just insane right now. Everybody's got a point, and nobody even knows what it is.
Well, I think we have to understand the agenda of whichever kind of media you're listening to. We're getting all these mixed messages, and you know, emotional things get views and get responses, and that's what the media wants. I mean, you know, we all have to justify our existence, and so we need to take a step back. I think we need to limit our media. I think we need to have some discernment about things. I mean, just some good common sense, like you said. And then, you know, be willing to ask ourselves just some very common sense questions about things. You know, like, this doesn't sound real. You know, just things are, or even going and investigating it on your own, like you did. I mean, I think that's one of the things. But we've got to kind of limit our media. I mean, the media is sending all kinds of mixed messages,
right,
and we just have to realize what they're doing to us. I mean, they're playing with our emotions, and ultimately, if you focus on those things, then you're going to get caught into it, and you're going to get led down the path.
That's right.
So, you know, show me your focus, I'll show you your future.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'll tell you, you know, I think that's the first thing. I think the second thing we need to think about is, irregardless of our beliefs, we need to take the high road. You know, and I'll tell you, I had an incident recently with a patient. She was an illegal immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
She came in, and she had a large breast mass and had no insurance, you know, once again. And she came here illegally, did not speak English, and did a biopsy on her. She had breast cancer, you know. And, of course, you can imagine, I mean, there's protocols that we have and treatment options that we have. And I couldn't do any of those treatment options for her. And, you know, once again, we're in the middle of a pandemic. I'm trying to do surgery on her. You know, I could have saw her as an object. I could have saw her as an immigrant. I could have put a lot of projections on her. But you know, ultimately, as I got to know this lady, I realized that she is just a person, just like everybody else. Yes, she's here illegally. Yes, she did some wrong things. But I think often what we're doing now is we're putting people in boxes. We're stereotyping people. You know, we see people as functions. This is the guy that takes out my trash. This is the doctor who takes out my gallbladder. Or this is the guy on the radio or whatever, you know. And we see people.
Right.
And we see people in that way, and we need to see people as people. This was a lady, you know. No, yes, she broke the law to come across the border, but yes, she has a problem. Yes, she's a person. And yes, she just wants to get better. You know, and I could see her politically, you know, with all the stuff we're talking about, you know, illegal immigrants and, you know, putting them on Medicare and stuff. I don't know how people feel about that, but I'm not really excited about that because most primary care doctors don't get paid enough for primary care anyway.
Boy, do I know
I mean,
that,
they,
yeah.
And so it's a real mess, and so the government's making more promises to people, but yet they're unable to keep the promises to the doctors, and the doctors are not seeing Medicare patients. So it's not fixing the problem. So, but, you know, taking a step back and seeing her as a person, a person in need, and everyone probably listening has a different area of influence and people that they see, and stop seeing people as pro-life, pro-choice, you know, Democrat, Republican, yes, I mean, you know, but seeing them as people. And I think also picking our battles. You know, I mean, there are so many things right now, especially in this emotionally charged time, we can just go nuts over. You know, for me, one of the things is masks, because I know the science. And let me tell you, there's not a lot. You know, it's funny that in this culture of arbitrary absolutes, people are picking and choosing the studies that they want to believe, whichever side you're on. And, you know, the masks are really kind of one of those things. I know what the literature says. You know, there's not a lot of strong literature. But on the other hand, on the practical aspect of it, is that a battle? Is that a hill that I really want to die on? I mean, do I want to lose my medical license if I don't have wear a mask and go in and see a patient? That's not a battle for me that's worth it. So just encouraging people just to think about the battles that are really worth fighting. Is a mask really worth fighting over?
Yep.
You know what I mean, Al?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. And I've learned a lot from you, Chuck, I got to tell you. But quite apart from that, I learned that lesson a long time ago. You want to pick your battles. There's no question about that. Some of them just are not worth, they're not even worth, you know, putting powder in your musket, as Lewis and Clark used to say. But let me ask you this. How did this woman turn out? Did you help her, or what did you do?
We did. I mean, we did her surgery in a surgery center. So we didn't even admit her to the hospital. You know, once again, you don't know how pricing works, but with, you know, when you go to the hospital, you get a crazy bill. You don't get transparent pricing. And so we sent her to a surgery center, and we did a mastectomy on the lady, did her outpatient, and she did fine. It was a little bit out of the box, but it worked. And, you know, we're having to do that now with COVID because, at least in Texas, the hospitals are closed for elective surgeries. And so, you know, this lady, you know, once again, I couldn't fix all of her problems. We had to kick the chemo issue down the road, you know, which is, talk about something that's expensive, is chemotherapy.
Yeah.
And we had to do things differently, but yet, you know, we were able to help that lady. And so it's not perfect, and, you know, once again, but I think we're going to have these issues. And, you know, and this lady actually, I got paid a little bit to do it. I didn't get paid a lot. I didn't make a lot of money off of it, but I did get paid enough to pay my employees. And so I think we need to look at things like that and see people through a different set of lenses. And that's what my faith tells me. You know, I'll tell you, you know, as a Christian, I've realized we're not going to have a perfect world here. We're not promised heaven on earth.
Nope.
And we have to realize that we're going to have people that don't see things the way we do, people that don't believe the way that we do. But from my faith says, you know, first of all, we are to, you know, we're to obey the government. You know, as long as it's not breaking any rules, any laws that are bigger than the government, you know. And, you know, we're also to try to have peace with our men. You know, if at all possible, to try to live within the constraints of the government. You know.
Agree 100%. Chuck, I got to cut you off just for a second. I got to take a quick commercial break.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in less than 30 seconds with Dr. Charles Page.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, here we go. We're going to get more of Chuck's perspective on how to live life so you don't drive yourself crazy. Very interesting story about the woman who came in, an illegal immigrant, yet you decided to save her life. That's one of the reasons that we're having you on the show as much as we can. Chuck, some people may not appreciate what I just said, but let me tell you, we're all in this crazy world together. You had a couple of other strategies that we were talking about. about off mic, about how to deal with the insanity that's called the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, where they're starring in America as we know it. How do you cope with it?
Hey, you got three. Are you Dean Martin or am I Jerry Lewis?
I don't know who I am. All I know is
I got you.
There are some days when it's just really tough to cope. Go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, I got you, and I'm there too. And I think we all have those emotional days. But you know, just understanding the kind of the agenda of the media. You know, picking our battles, taking the high road. Another thing is just not rendering evil for evil.
No.
You know, I mean, I really think that. You know, understand that people's emotions are very hyped up right now, and there's a lot of people that are going to respond crazily, and just giving people space. That doesn't mean that we have to agree with them. People in our country are entitled to their own opinion. Not their own truth, but they're entitled to their own opinion. And
right.
So the way to win the battle, you know, and so often, even in Christian circles, our thought is we need to win the battle by getting, you know, the judges in, and we need to get this so-and-so in office to get these agendas done.
Mm-hmm.
The way the battles are won is one person at a time, with small acts of kindness, love, and service that we can give other people. And I just want to encourage people to do that. You know, I think think about the people that went in the Capitol and, you know, broke in the Capitol. You know, I mean, and I'm not justifying what they did. It was definitely wrong. And there may have been a good motive, but it was done in the wrong way. You know, so we have to fight evil with, that's so powerful when we do that, I think. And I think that wins more people. I mean, we're not going to be able to legislate things that come from attitude.
Yep.
And that's what I'm trying to focus on right now. You know, I'm trying to focus on, you know, my faith and realizing that, hey, the election didn't turn out the way I wanted it to turn out. Things are not turning out the way I want it to turn out. COVID is not working out, but there's still things that I can do. So, you know, show me your focus, I'll show you. And so there are still things that we can focus on that we can change if we try.
You know, the one thing I would like to say, because we're down to about, what do we have left here? We got about 5 minutes left here. I want to talk about a few things that are very common to all of us. We all have needs, whether we're religious people or not. We all have physical needs. We all have emotional needs. Oftentimes, when you look at the homeless situation in the country, et cetera, which is really meaningful in my neck of the woods, there's some very definite material needs that need to be met here. You know, as a human being, whether you're a Christian, whether you're a Jew, whether you're a, you know, Islamic individual or what have you, you simply have to drop your guard and help other people. You know, as Christ said in what's known as his greatest, you know, commandment, and that is love your neighbor as you love your God and you love yourself. You just have to do that. This world will become so much more of a better place if people would simply do that. We wouldn't have necessarily the tragedies that are occurring in some of these, in some of the demonstrations. People just have to let down their guard. They have to admit to themselves that, you know, we're not the prettiest baby in the nursery. We simply have to help everybody, because in doing that, Dr. Page, you're doing nothing but helping yourself and all of society.
I agree. So, focusing on the things that we can change. And we can change. There's so many things that we can't control. What we can control are attitude and the way we respond, and that's where it begins.
I mean, you know, reality is what it is. Today, reality is whether it occurred rightly or wrongly, Joe Biden won the election. A lot of people are ruining their lives, wailing and gnashing their teeth, as they say in our book, and they're just
right.
They're killing themselves, giving themselves nervous breakdowns, getting off on tangents like it was not a fair election, it wasn't counted realistically, etc., etc. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, my official stance right now, personally, Chuck, is I'm not going to say a word. I'm not going to give an opinion until the end of September, very early fall. And then I'm going to see what's going on there. I have friends who feel we're going to be not in purgatory, but in pure hell by that point. I don't want to live that way. I don't want to live with that being one of my realistic expectations. I just can't do it, Chuck.
Well, but we need to realize, too, that if we take the approach, that we're going to, kind of circle the wagons and we're going to, kind of make things worse instead of kind of reaching across. I mean, there's
right.
a lot of people, for example, a lot of conservatives, I mean, that have an opportunity to influence people, even with, with Biden in office, because I do think just because of the volatility of things right now, there's going to be a lot of people that realize, oh, things weren't so bad when Trump was president.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I think the way that is managed from a conservative standpoint makes all the difference in the world, because what we don't want to do, we want to engage people and we want to model them what it means to have a good attitude as far as from a conservative standpoint. And so, not rendering evil for evil is the best approach. And that's how people change, because, unless people's attitude changes first, their actions are never going to be able to change. And so there's a lot of people that voted conservatively on this election that no one ever thought would vote conservatively. And so, a grassroots, person to person, doing the right thing, taking the high road is going to be the thing that's going to influence our country for good. Because that's the place, like you're saying now, that's the kind of place that I want to live in. I want to live in a place where, people may not agree with me theologically, faith-wise, philosophically, whatever, but I still want to be able to express my opinions in freedom.
Just to reiterate one thing the doctor said, and that's very important, whether you have a different faith or perhaps a different philosophy from somebody else, it's very important to listen to what they say. Big Al has always said for the last 30 years that I've been doing radio, don't try to be the prettiest baby in the nursery. Listen to everybody. That holds true now.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News.
Not wearing a mask while traveling could soon be a federal offense. The CDC issuing an order Friday night that calls for travelers to wear masks on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of transportation. Exceptions are allowed for military vehicles, commercial trucks, and children younger than 2. The change takes effect 11:59 p.m. Monday. It's not clear what punishment violators could face. A third COVID vaccine could be available in just a few months. Johnson & Johnson releasing data yesterday that shows its vaccine is 72% effective in the U.S. in preventing moderate and severe COVID. While that's lower than the effectiveness of the other vaccines, Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC News the new vaccine still has benefits.
Number one, it's a single dose, much more convenient. It doesn't require a very stringent cold chain. You can just keep it in a refrigerator. It's relatively cheap, and the company can make billions of doses.
If approved by the FDA and CDC, Johnson & Johnson expects to have 100 million doses by June. This is USA Radio News. There is reason to believe a mother who's resistant to COVID can pass that resistance to her child. A study out of Philadelphia published yesterday, it finds in most cases protective antibodies are passed from previously infected mothers to their children through the placenta. It's not clear how long this protection could last, though. President Biden wants a COVID relief bill passed soon, even if it isn't bipartisan. Most Republicans are opposed to his $2 trillion proposal and would like something smaller. Biden yesterday, though, says bold action is needed.
Millions of people are out of work, unemployed. Future millions are held back for no good reason other than our failure to act. So the choice couldn't be clearer. We have learned from past crises the risk is not doing too much. The risk is not doing enough.
Without GOP support, Democrats could use the budget reconciliation process to pass the bill. That process calls for a simple majority instead of the 60 votes needed to avoid a filibuster. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Welcome into the KE Report. We're talking about politics right now. We're talking about local politics. Local politics that we're talking about right now have to do in Bellingham. We have some demonstrations going on right now. Jimmy, give us an update, would you?
So what's happened is we've had a large group of people, a few hundred people that have surrounded the city hall, the city library, and the county building for the last few weeks. They were organized and coordinated by an organization that supports Defund the Police, and they were given free tents. The people were given free tents. They were given some food, support, cigarettes, pot, and a little bit of money in order to basically put up a resistance camp around the city and county offices. And that there last week there was a riot there. It made national news. People from these groups, activists, Antifa types, broke into the city hall. They took down the flag. It actually forced the mayor to evacuate the city hall and escape because of the violence. And then actually there was an axe attack against somebody driving by, and a number of people were injured and hurt, as well as some law enforcement.
Jimmy, when you say an axe attack, that sounds very, very, very bizarre. What exactly? What type of axe attack are we talking about?
Basically, my understanding is that a hatchet and hit somebody in the neck and wounded them with a hatchet. And then more members of the Antifa activists, when people tried to resist or fight back against it and defend against it, somebody had an aluminum baseball bat and hit somebody in the head. So basically a very violent attack on passersby and people that were frustrated with what's happening in the city hall. And then what's happened now, most recently, within the last 24 hours, is the mayor finally decided that they were going to have to clear the camp because of potential violence and outside influences from Seattle and Portland and Antifa supporters. When they went ahead and cleared it, there was conflict. They arrested four people. Three officers were injured. And that went on in the last, again, in this last day. And so what we've got is the Democrats and progressive leaders in these cities are now having to suffer the consequences of the policies that allowed violence to continue for months over the summer and through the fall.
Well, that's a statement that I think makes a lot of sense because it just is based on actual events. Yeah, it's pretty scary right now, Jim. And the only comment I can make is that, talking to a friend of mine down in California, he's very conservative. His opinion is I'm very, very concerned right now. He said, I'm telling my grandkids to be sure to read Orwell's 1984 if you want to know what's going on. I'm not sure that I agree with that at this point, but let's continue on with some of the events that are happening right now. Strikes me that I know they're talking about more security in the White House. I watched that on the news this morning. I'm sorry, not the White House, the Capitol building. They're talking about, they're talking about the length of time that the barbed wire fencing should stay up around it. And they're also talking about the amount of National Guard troops that are in there. House Speaker Pelosi is saying that we're in such a tenuous situation right now, we have to provide safety. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, if you're a republic and a democracy, why do you need to defend yourself against the people that vote you in or vote you out? And what I see right now is an incredible move, unbelievable move towards authoritarianism and silencing voices. It sounds more like communist China. It sounds more like the former Soviet Union, possibly Venezuela, than anything that we are used to in the United States.
My personal opinion, Jimmy, is I think we're going to get through this. That's why I'm not going to voice an opinion until the end of September. America is too great a country to let something like this happen. What do you think?
So I think America is a great country. I fought for it. I believe in it. I love it. But what I see is a large number of people that are willing to or that are being manipulated by media and by information to create hate and division and unwilling to understand what the impact of this is. Now, I'm hoping that, yes, people are going to push back. And maybe you're right. Maybe we will get pushed back. Maybe we will survive. But if we continue down this route, those voices are going to be silenced. They're going to be silenced by Google. They're going to be silenced by the tech companies. They're going to be silenced by social media companies. And, of course, by corporate global media that are actually undermining fundamental principles of free speech.
Well, I personally am not going to be going into Bellingham. Kathy's going to go in by herself, but the dialysis center is quite a ways away from, and really almost too far for these people to walk. There's no reason that I can think of that they would want to have a violent demonstration by the hospital because that would make these guys look really, really bad. But for us to get into Bellingham, as you know, because we take the same routes, you have to go through the area that apparently right now has got some fairly significant disturbance. No way am I going in. I feel sorry for any merchants that may lose some of my money right now.
Well, the merchants are going bankrupt right now because the small businesses, certainly because of the COVID lockdowns and Jay Inslee's continued efforts to change our economy to meet his global climate efforts.
Well, he actually announced yesterday that he was opening up Pierce County, Snohomish County, and King County, which irritates a lot of the business people that I know up here in Whatcom County. They feel that that's only being done for political reasons, and that is their opinion.
Well, in my opinion, there's no question. We haven't had hardly any deaths. We've had increasing cases, but cases mean nothing. And of course, WHO and CDC have now identified that the PCR testing is flawed and doesn't represent actual people that would spread the virus or any negative impact because it's just not accurate enough. With that information, and the fact that Washington State is one of the lowest case rates in the country and one of the lowest mortality rates in the country. Why the heck are we still locked down in many of these places? They're conservative counties that he's closed it down in. And of course, we're not conservative county up here. We're in a blue area, but mostly he's impacting the small businesses that would push against him. I don't think it's going to last in the long run. I hope it doesn't. I actually am not optimistic that Americans will wake up to what's happening. They're getting frustrated with what's going on globally. They're frustrated with what's going on with the tech companies. They're frustrated the fact that this administration right now is taking executive actions like an authoritarian dictatorship. And I'm hoping you're right. I'm hoping we get pushed back and we will survive. But if they control the system and they control the methods and they continue to push these agendas without people's input, without other voices, without dialogue and debate, the foundation of our nation, then we're in deep trouble.
Well, we're in deep trouble primarily because there's no bipartisanship that I can see, and the liberals appear to be very, very, very angry right now. And I'll be anxious to see what Cuomo says about the statistics that were brought out about the deaths in nursing homes that he didn't count that were pertained to COVID in New York. I'll be very anxious to see what's going on there. Jimmy, we're out of time, unfortunately. I just want to say one thing, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get some opinions on this. You know where everybody on this site stands. Where do you guys all stand? It's a very interesting situation that's going on in the country right now. Big Al is personally staying out of the major city that he lives close to, and I want to say that is fairly inconvenient for me. We'll see how that shakes out. Jim, always a pleasure. Thanks, man. You know, I just want to add a bit of an addendum to what Jimmy and I were talking about. I want everybody to take a listen again to the prior two segments that we recorded on the show with Dr. Chuck. As Dr. Chuck says, very spiritual man, goes out and saves people's lives every day. I want to say that what he is saying about keep a cool head, you know, listen a long time and speak for a short time. We're in some tenuous times right now. Stay cool, please.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the second half of KE Report Politics. This one really isn't politics. We are branching out of politics simply because Big Al here is getting to be very, very frustrated with the political situation in the United States. I have a guest on the line. His name is Clint Padgett. Clint is an MBA graduate from Duke University. Very, very interesting man. His specialty happens to be exactly what we are involved with in the United States right now, and that is remote working facilities. He's an expert on it, well-known lecturer, well-known author. We're going to talk about his book, et cetera, et cetera. Clint, the first question I want to ask you is, I have a couple of very successful daughters, executives, and they are, interestingly enough, one lives in Vancouver, B.C., one lives in Seattle, Washington, and as I said, they're both executives and they are both working from their homes. I think this is a situation that is probably going to continue for quite some time. How do you feel about that, sir?
Well, I think you're right. I think it is going to continue for quite some time. I hope that it's not permanent because we miss so much with the face-to-face interaction.
Yep.
But I don't think we're going to see any semblance of normality until probably Q4.
You know, I would even question Q4. We live in the Northwest, as I mentioned offline, but both my wife and I are, in that very, very high-risk demographic. I'm 77, my wife is 71, and I got to tell you, the supply chain, the distribution chain is a better way to put it, for me, makes me to believe that in terms of the COVID vaccination, I don't think this thing is going to be over until probably Q1 of the next year, but we'll see. Time will tell. Give me your opinions about the efficiency of what I'm going to loosely call remote offices.
Well, I think there's two sides to that sword, right? On one side, people say, oh, my productivity is up because I don't have to travel, there's no commute.
Right.
And I think that's all true, but it comes at a cost, and the cost is that we don't have the day-to-day interaction we would normally have. And what that cost us really is we lose a sense of being a part of a tribe. People begin to feel isolated. You don't really feel like you're part of a team. I mean, let's be honest. This was even a problem even when we were all together in an office. How often would somebody send you an email rather than walk down the hallway, stick their head in your office and ask you a question? They want to check things off their to-do list.
Yep.
And the easiest way to do that is send you an email saying I've done it, as opposed to picking up the phone and calling you and saying, hey, here's what I've done. Is this what you wanted? Because instead of checking something off my to-do list, now I've actually got two or three things added to it instead. So I think what we're losing is the day-to-day connectivity between us that makes us part of a tribe,
yeah,
and that connection to others.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I would add one thing to that, and I certainly don't want to do all the talking here, but I do a lot of interviewing with MDs, psychiatrists, clinical psychologists, and the missing people in your day-to-day life is one of the reasons that the anxiety levels and the depression levels in the United States are typically around 70% right now. That's a big number, Clint.
It really is.
Yeah, it's huge.
You know, the day-to-day interaction is so important to us, and you know, it's hard because now when you're isolated back in your home, in your home office, it's a natural silo. And
yep.
What I've observed over my career is that people tend to like being in silos. You know, people like to be around people just like themselves, who speak the same language, who think the same way they do. And so we surround ourselves in that cocoon, which is another political issue we could stay away from. But
okay.
We surround ourselves in that cocoon, and we're comfortable there. And what I'm suggesting is you actually have to force yourself out of that cocoon and actually pick up the phone, have a conversation with other people on your team, within your organization. I mean, I really feel bad for the people who just got jobs, who've been working at a new company for a few months and have never met anybody on their team,
right,
have no one to mentor them, don't know the culture of the company because all they know is what they see on a Zoom call.
Yeah.
And that's a poor substitute for face-to-face communications.
Well, you know what I find to be interesting is my daughters are, they're pretty responsible individuals, and I gotta tell you, they are working at home many more hours than they would had they gone into a physical office. For example, Sarah was telling me that, and Stephanie both were saying, you know, we probably have 10, 11 hours a day because there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, that's another concern, is that we've really removed the boundary between work and home.
Yep.
And people are working more hours. I think it's also going to come back to haunt us in the end. I do hope. I truly believe that the pendulum has swung one way in a pretty severe angle.
Yeah.
And nobody's working, you know, in a combined environment. But I do think it's going to go back to some. Maybe not everybody goes back to the office, but I do think that some of us will go back to the office because there are things that you cannot replicate through Zoom and on the phone and email that you can face-to-face.
Yeah.
For instance, one of the things we're also missing right now is the serendipitous organic conversation that happens as I bump into you on my way to get a cup of coffee and we
right.
talk for 20 minutes.
Right.
Right? You don't get that on Zoom. You don't bump into somebody getting a cup of coffee on Zoom.
No.
And I read an article not that long ago that actually talked about there are companies in Silicon Valley today that would not exist if not for a serendipitous meeting at a Starbucks.
Yeah.
And we're not getting there right now.
No, not even close. Clint, I'm really curious about your book. I know that this is a very, very hot topic right now, and I have not seen that much literature put out on it. Tell us about your book.
Yeah, so the book is called How Teams Triumph, and what it really is about is I live in a project world, and we do a lot of big projects for a lot of companies in the Fortune 500,
uh-huh.
but it all comes down to the people side. And what I find, unfortunately, most people focus on is the process side of managing projects, and I really want to address the people side, because if you don't get the people side right, you're not going to be successful in project work or in teamwork in general. And so I wanted to focus on that aspect of it. So the book is really talking about how we can be successful as teams, working together as teams, whether that's all face-to-face, whether that's completely remote, some hybrid in between. How do we get people to be accountable for activities and on teams when I can't make them? Because most of us today live in a matrix environment where I don't report to my project manager for my job reviews. I report to my functional manager.
Right.
So the poor project manager doesn't have any formal authority over the people on her or his team, and they're competing for their time with five or six other projects, which is a matrix. And what we found is the way to be successful in a matrix is if the individual team members hold themselves accountable. And so in the book, we talk about what are the things we need to do as leaders so that the team actually holds themselves accountable. So rather than have to chase you down, you're holding yourself accountable. And that's really what it's about.
And a lot of people are really, they have a bit of a shortcoming in that area. Let me ask you this. We're down. We've got about a minute and 25 seconds left here, sir. Give me a couple of the highlights of the book and the best place to get it. And I will also post it on our website so people can, you know, go from that website to the bookseller's website.
Sure. You can go to ClintonMPaget.com. And we'll list all the resellers there, or you can just go straight to Amazon, Books a Million, it's all there. I think, you know, one of the things that I find interesting is, that we talk about in the book, is you can be a conversationalist, and you know, that's something that could be taught.
Right.
I have a chapter in the book called Communicate Like a Person, Not an Emoji. And what I mean by that is, when I first started writing the book, I thought communication and conversation were the same thing, and it turns out I was wrong. So communication actually is defined as the act of or process of using words, sounds, signs, or behaviors to express an idea, which means I can communicate to you through an email, through a text message, through a phone call, voice message. But conversation, on the other hand, is an oral exchange of ideas, which means you and I are both having a conversation back and forth. We're communicating to each other. And conversations always trump communication, because communication, you can misinterpret the tone of an email that's sent to you. You can misinterpret the wording in it. But when I see you face to face, I can see your verbal I can see your facial expressions. I can see you tensing up, and I can remedy the situation. And I don't get to do that when it's all text based, or even if it's on the phone, I might misinterpret what you're meaning. So conversation always trumps communication, and I think we tend to over-communicate when we work remotely,
yeah.
We need to have more conversations.
I agree 1,000%. Sir, we're out of time. I will post all the information about your great book here on our website. Thank you, sir.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.